Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. We are hanging on the phone here, trying to get Mr. Peter on the line. Hang on one second.
I am. I'm a lawyer. I'm with Levin Papantonio, and we're working with the symphony.
I got you. Okay. I'm so sorry. I got a little confused there. I was thinking of the maestro.
Both of our names are Peter, and so no, it's no problem at all.
Okay. Well, I'm so happy to have you on this morning to talk about everything that's happening with Pensacola Symphony. Tell me a little bit about what your role is with the symphony.
First of all, thanks for having me. We started putting on this event in conjunction with the city and the symphony and the Navy base. We thought that we could up our 4th of July game a bit. So we sat down about 10 years ago with Mayor Hayward and the base CO at that time for the Marines was Colonel Buer. And we put together a phenomenal performance down on the Hunter Amphitheater right outside of Blue Wahoo Stadium. It starts at 7 o'clock with the symphony. This year we're having McGuire's bagpipe band. We got flyovers. It's the whole, and right
oh
before the
goodness.
Fireworks.
Oh, so how it's a, fun.
It's really cool. We started doing it 10 years ago, so this is our 10th year. And the best part is we have some patrons that contribute to some tables down that help offset the cost. And then my firm, Levin Papantonio, picks up the difference and puts it on, so it's free for the community.
Wow.
We have several thousand people that show up down there. It's really a cool event.
And
it's a great patriotic. Yeah, really family friendly. Bring some blankets, bring some chairs. You set up on that grassy lawn down there, catch the symphony, McGuire's band, flyovers, huge Navy presence, and then the fireworks go off at 9 o'clock.
Wow. So I have not ever taken advantage of this, but it sounds fantastic. And it's right next to the Wahoo Stadium. So tell me, what would be your recommendation? What time should I get there if I want to get a good spot?
You know, it starts filling up early, but I think you can still roll in at 6:30 and still get a good spot. There's really not a bad spot in that amphitheater. I don't know if you've ever seen a show down there, but it overlooks the water. You get a nice breeze. People bring coolers, chairs, blankets for the kids. So it's 6 o'clock, 6:30 is fine.
Okay, that sounds good. And of course, being at the stadium, there's plenty of parking, so that's not an issue.
Yeah, that's right. The whole stadium area is open for parking. Across the street's open for parking. And the good news is you kind of miss that downtown onslaught of log jam after the fireworks, because you can get out of that out of the parking lot pretty quick.
Right, that's right. Sneak out the other side and go out the other direction.
Mm-hmm.
Very smart.
That's exactly right.
So we're giving you the local inside scoop on how to navigate the traffic that night. That's great.
This year's really cool with the McGuire's band. So the McGuire's band's going to start us off, and they're going to process in America the Beautiful and presentation of the colors. But then what we usually do is a flyover right at the end of the national anthem, which the symphony does,
mm-hmm.
and which is super fun. But this year we're going to do something a little bit different because it's the 250th. We are adding on three different flyovers. So after
what?
The national anthem, McGuire's bagpipe is going to do all of the battle hymns for each branch. And as we do each branch, so we recognize, you know, everybody in the audience that served for that branch. But as we do each branch, we have a flyover from a different asset. We have helicopters coming over,
wow.
different planes. It's going to be really cool.
Wow.
So it's a great spot. We'll go right over the amphitheater.
Oh, my God. That is so cool. So when you're talking about, you said the helicopters, are we going to see the Blue Angels or do you know?
We tried. We're not going to do
anything. I was going to say that'd be incredible.
We did try. They fly. They always fly somewhere else
on the
fourth.
Yes.
And we tried this year to see what we could do to get them here on the 250th. But you know, we still got some really cool. They put together Scott Janik Mongo, who's recently retired out of the base,
nice.
And Admiral Hall, also retired, put all this together. So we're pretty stoked about the whole thing. It's going to be cool. Yeah.
I love it. Doing and honoring each of the different hymns is awesome. I think that's very exciting.
Yeah, exactly.
That sounds cool.
Please come down and enjoy it. Please come down and enjoy it. And it's a great collaboration. Pensacola Young Professionals does the fireworks. Chamber of Commerce, you got Cat Country that does all the technical pieces, it's really a cool collaboration of, hey, if everybody chips in a little bit and does just a little bit, it all the folks from the symphony, you end up with a really great, great event at no cost to the community. It really is it's a great collaboration from a lot of different groups.
Well, it's amazing because it's free, and that's really special, like you said, that people like you that are sponsoring this and making a huge difference. That really makes a big difference, because a lot of this stuff can be very expensive, quite frankly.
It is, and it's really a cool way for people to go enjoy the symphony and that maybe don't have the means to go see the symphony down at the Sanger. But what's really special about this, even if you're not a symphony fan, like you're not, you know, hey, this isn't my, Peter Rubar, the conductor, and they do a phenomenal job of putting together really fun, patriotic events that's also super kid-friendly. A lot of the Marvel movie kind of type songs, and it's and then a lot of the fun patriotic. So it doesn't matter if you're 5 or you're 65. There's something in that mix for you.
It's
a
great.
Cool mix. The symphony does a good job.
So he's not necessarily going to be doing Tchaikovsky, but
it's
going to be mixing it up a little bit for the event.
It takes all kinds. So this is a great way, if you don't make your way down to the symphony, down to the Sanger to see the symphony, this is a great way to see him in a community setting in that Hunter Amphitheater, which is spectacular and underused. And we're really trying to put a concerted effort to put more shows down there for people to enjoy, because it is a spectacular venue. Matter of fact, it's unparalleled. I mean, the fact that you're sitting there looking over the bay with the breeze coming in, it's awesome.
You get to watch the sunset, and then the fireworks will be right there. Which is perfect, the perfect spot,
exactly.
Especially now that they're shooting from a barge out in the Sound, so that's going to be perfect.
Yes.
Okay, we're talking with Peter Mouget. Right. He's with Levin Papantonio, and one of the sponsors, I believe, for the big event coming up. We're going to come back with you, Peter, if you can stick around with us for a few minutes. I'm going to take a quick break here, talking about the big fireworks celebration on Saturday night here in Pensacola. And the preview, we're going to have a fabulous concert from Pensacola Symphony Orchestra right there at the Hunter Amphitheater, right next to Pensacola Blue Wahoos, starting at 7. Is that correct?
That's perfect. That's exactly right.
Okay, 7 o'clock. So we're going to come back and talk a little bit more about that with Peter. Don't go away. Be marking your calendar and make those plans to get there early and get your spot. This is Pep Talk. If you've got any questions about the festivities, Peter's our expert on the expert panel this morning. Give us a text at 850-437-1620. We'll be right back. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, getting ready for all the 4th of July festivities this weekend. And a big event coming up on Saturday, of course, is the fireworks. But prior to that, we have a special treat. The Pensacola Symphony is going to be performing. And I have on the line Peter Mouget. He is with Levin Papantonio Law Firm, who I believe is one of the sponsors of this big event, to tell us all about it. So in case someone just joined us, Peter, tell us what's happening.
Thanks for having me this morning. Now, this is our 10th year, and we put on in collaboration with the city and Cat Country, the symphony and the base, a really cool event on the 4th of July to celebrate our community, our nation, obviously, our 250th, and importantly, our military, which for years was absent from our 4th of July festivities. So this year we have the McGuire's Bagpipe Band kicking off at a little after 7 o'clock. That's going to process in on America the Beautiful, play a few songs right on that grassy knoll behind the amphitheater. And then they're going to present the colors along with each branch of the military. And that'll start at a little after 7 o'clock. And then we have our national anthem that goes off with the symphony at 7:30. And, of course, we have our jet flyover at the end of the national anthem, which the base has coordinated every year for the last 10 years. It's fantastic. Right at the end of the national anthem, the jets fly over. And then we're going to go back to the McGuire's Irish Band that's going to do the battle hymns from each of the branches to recognize every branch. And then the Navy Scott Janik Mongo and Admiral Rahal, both of them retired, have coordinated all this. But this year was a special add-on because the 250th, we have different sets of assets or helicopters and planes coming over during the battle hymn, which is going to be super cool to celebrate our 250th. And they've done a ton of work to get that cleared, to have all those planes in our airspace at one time, because you have the flyover from the anthem, the flyover from the battle hymns. They'll come all the way down to the base of the 3-mile bridge, so everybody down on Main Street watching the fireworks can enjoy that too. And then the symphony plays until the fireworks go at 9 o'clock. Thanks to Pensacola Young Professionals, Cat Country, Pensacola Chamber, putting on those fantastic. I think Boat this year has helped cover the a good chunk of the fireworks too, which is huge. So greatest fireworks show in the Panhandle, and that'll start at 9 o'clock, and you can watch right from the amphitheater right after the symphony. So it's a really cool way to spend, and it's the best part. It's free for the community. And it's also really, really family friendly. So the music's fun, it's patriotic, and it's a great way to celebrate the 4th of July, the 250th, and our community. So thanks for having me to make sure everybody hears about it.
Oh my gosh, Peter, you've got, first of all, you got a great presentation and a great radio voice. So we need to have you come into the studio live. He's talking with us by phone this morning, so I appreciate you calling in. I know you got to be busy this week. It sounds like so much fun, and the best part of it, y'all, is it's free. You can bring the whole family, kids and your family and grandma and grandpa. Bring everybody down, because there's going to be a little bit of something for everybody, it sounds like. And you said once the symphony starts playing, they're going to mix it up a little bit?
Oh, yeah. They do a lot of really fun, like Marvel theme songs, a lot of real patriotic songs, fun, friendly, a lot of family-friendly, a lot of bass. So even if you're not a huge symphony connoisseur, this is a great way to come and have your kids, your family, and really just sit and enjoy it. Look at the water, enjoy the breeze and the great music, and we have a ton of military folks to recognize that we got about 50-60 military brass from the base. Yeah, a bunch of enlisted guys that are from doing the Color Guard. It's going to be a great way to celebrate our military, too, and thank them for what they do for us.
Well, you could probably bring a blanket and set up with your coolers, bring a little something cool to drink. Definitely bring some water because it'll be hot out there, and you get to watch the sunset. You'll be right there on the water, and then you're in the perfect spot, no pressure, because you've already got your spot set up to relax and watch the fireworks.
Exactly. It's a great day.
It's a great opportunity.
So it's a cool day.
And a lot of folks have come together to make this happen because it's expensive to put all of this together. So Levin Papantonio is one of the sponsors. So thank you so much for stepping up and making this happen. And you mentioned a few other folks earlier. Can you mention those folks again so we can thank them?
Absolutely. This whole idea and concept started around a table with the symphony, Mayor Hayward. The city continues to contribute and collaborate on this thing and make it easy. Obviously, the base. But then a bunch of folks helped make it happen, like Dave and Mary Hoxing from Cat Country. Dave does all the technical stuff and helps us. Brent Lane comes down and helps us MC. We got Josh Gay from our firm that helps Pensacola Young Professionals. You have Coca-Cola and the Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. And I'm confident that I'm missing somebody, but that's a pretty good smattering of. It's a great example of a lot of people coming in and helping and putting on an event that's really, really a big-time event that you don't see in cities of our size. And it's because everybody takes a role and helps do this thing and get it across the finish line. And it turns out to be, I mean, it's something like you would see in Washington, D.C.
I love it so much. I can't stop smiling because I just love how everybody's coming together to make this 250th celebration really special. It's wonderful. And if people want to learn about the fireworks, I understand there is a website, PensacolaFireworks.com. You can get more information about that. If they go to the symphony's website, can they find out more information? Because what happens? They go to the symphony and decide, you know what? I kind of like this live music. They can find out what's happening throughout the whole season, correct? They go to their website?
That's exactly right. Yep, that's exactly right. That's a great point. And we do have a lot of folks that end up coming down and saying, you know, this is a great way to spend a bunch of Saturday nights through the course of the year. But yeah, Pensacola Symphony, or do Symphony Sparks and Stars, search that on like Facebook, and that'll be the timeline events. Okay, that's kind of our official name for the event, Symphony Sparks and Stars.
Oh, I love that. Sparks and Stars, that's perfect. Okay, and everything kicks off at 7, but you can get there a little bit earlier to set up. About when will they open it up for folks to set up?
You know what? I have people setting up down there at 12, 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I got people grilling out down there and making a day of it. So it's open all day.
Okay, yes. I'm not surprised. All right, we're going to come back for just a few more minutes with Peter, who's telling us all about the Pensacola Symphony Sparks and Stars. Did I get that right?
Yes, ma'am. You got it.
Okay, we'll come back in just a minute. This is Pep Talk. And, of course, if you've got a question, text it on in at 850-437-1620. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, as we get ready to celebrate all week long, the 4th of July week, with the 250th celebration this Saturday night. Lots happening. Peter Maget is on the line. Peter, in case somebody just joined us, give us a recap again of how exciting the Pensacola Symphony's Stars and Sparks, Sparks and Stars, will be this Saturday.
Yeah, it doesn't matter which order we got it. We have the symphony playing down at the Hunter Amphitheater, which is right behind Blue Wahoo Stadium. It's right on the water. It's a great place to catch the symphony. It's a family-friendly, patriotic, a lot of bass, a lot of Marvel songs, a lot of patriotic songs. It's just great for the whole family. I don't care if you're 5 to 65. It's fantastic. But a couple of special parts this year is the McGuire's Irish Bagpipe Band is playing America the Beautiful and the national hymns and the battle hymns for each of the branches. And we typically have one flyover at the end of the national anthem, which is super cool, thanks to the United States Navy, Admiral Hall, Scott Janik, both retired, that helped us put that on. But this year, while McGuire's is doing the battle hymns, we've got a couple of extra helicopters, jets with multiple flyovers. It's going to be really, really cool. And it starts at 7. Best part is it's free to the community. Thanks to a bunch of different organizations around town and my partners, 11 Papantonio, that are putting that on. And so please come on down and enjoy it. It's a great way to spend the 4th of July because you can watch the fireworks from right after the event.
It's going to be so much fun. And we're so glad, Peter, that you could come and represent 11 Papantonio, one of the presenting sponsors for the event. And again, it's free. You can go to the Facebook page and you can just Facebook Pensacola Symphony Sparks and Stars. And you can also go online to pick up Pensacola Symphony and you can Google that and it'll come up. And I just did that and it came up with the whole program of all the songs. And you're right. I was looking up one of the songs and yes, there's going to be all your favorite American ballads, God Bless America and Stars and Stripes for all of those. But I noticed in one of the songs, Raiders March and Superman March. You were talking about Marvel songs. Some are for the kids too.
The conductor and Brett Barrow, the executive director, do a fantastic job.
I love a bunch of
mixing stuff in there for everybody.
It's going to be so much fun. And again, you'll be right in the prime position to see the fireworks. You get to watch the sunset. Like you said, the cool breeze off the water. I can't think of a better spot to see everything and really get in the spirit of this 250th celebration.
I'm sure you get down there and enjoy that the venue. It's a great way to spend the 4th of July.
And we've got great sponsors. Again, we want to thank the folks at 11 Papantonio, City of Pensacola. Looks like I'm looking on your list here, ABC, WEAR, of course, News Radio 92.3. And we will be broadcasting this live, streaming it live, Cat Country 98.7. We got the Pensacola Young Professionals, Greater Pensacola Chamber. Just about everybody in town is making this happen, sounds like.
Yeah,
right?
You're right.
And Navy Federal really Credit Union. So,
and, you're making a great point about casting it live. If you're sitting down on Main Street,
right?
Get on your radio and tune into News Radio, and you can catch the whole event live too.
Yeah, even if you're not right there at the amphitheater, you could hear it anywhere.
That's exactly right.
Yes, I love it. Peter, thank you so much for coming in on a Monday morning to tell us all about this. Give us that time and place one more time.
Hunter Amphitheater right behind the Blue Wahoo Stadium, right on the water back there. It's easy to find. Right where the crowd's going.
All right, Peter. Thank you so much for filling us in on this exciting event. It's going to be a lot of fun for everybody as we get in the spirit of celebrating the 4th. Thank you so much, Peter. You did a great job. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
All right. This is Pep Talk. We'll be back right after the news.